I want to thank the Meetup Writers Group here in the Fort Collins area. They helped me revise my poem. And so here it is, The Milk Carton Revised. It was my first visit to America. My parents almost didn't let me come here. Sitting at the kitchen table with my best friend, 17, joking about girls we met at the beach. My friend brought out a milk carton. Nothing clicked at first. I grabbed it and poured myself some milk. Then I noticed the picture on the carton. It was me, about 4 years old. That was my age during the fire. The reason there were no pictures from before, that was when the lies started. My friend asked me, "What's wrong?" I went pale and then flushed. I shouted, "No!" through the carton and ran out the door. What could I say? No, I just found out I was kidnapped at 4 years old. I wandered around for hours, thinking of what the milk carton said, the lies they told, trying to convince myself they didn't know, trying to come to terms with who I am now. Can I trust them enough to ask the hard questions? Do I really want to know? If I call, will they be arrested? Do I care? What about the woman who is my birth mom? Looking around, I have no idea where I am. Emotions so powerful, numbness sets in. I see the phone booth, but no number. The operator says that she knows what to do. The rest is a blur of police, FBI, and questions unrelenting. My mom is on her way here. They have already arrested those I called my parents. Hugs and tears from the woman they call my mom. I can't undo the phone call. I have no say in where I live. I am not to speak to the only parents I have ever known. My mom clings so tightly, a part of me understands. Why can't she see my need to hear the answers from them? My friend is mad and hurt. I didn't stay to talk about it. My parents are hurt too. My mom is hurt if I talk about them. I live in a bubble of isolation with people all around. In 3 months more, I will be 18. I am working now. I think my mom knows I'm getting ready to leave. I see the wariness, pain, and sorrow in her eyes. I am on the road alone to where I don't care. I just know I can't find me. Maybe in a year I will be ready to talk to her and them. Right now, I need distance from the pain, betrayal, and sorrow.